96.3 W. Lee, WGZZ HD2 Waverly, and W242 AX Auburn Opelika.
96.3 W. Lee.
The following is an Auburn Network production. Auburn High Basketball is on.
96.3 W. Lee.
Presented by
the Orthopedic Clinic, Acre Restaurant, Mountain High Outfitters, Troy Bank and Trust, Russell Building Supply, and Southern Union.
Also brought to you by
Googe Performing Arts Center, Auburn Bank, and University Ace Hardware. Now, live from courtside, here's the voice of Auburn High School Basketball, Jacob Goins.
For the first time in what seems like a long time, we're back here live inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium on the campus of Auburn High School in Auburn, Alabama, as your Auburn High Tigers host the Indians of Lochapoka. We'll have the girls' game up first and the boys' game to follow here on the Auburn High Sports Network. I'm Jacob Goins with you. We appreciate you being with us on a rainy, nasty, cold Tuesday evening in Auburn, Alabama. But it's warm and dry, and I have a feeling it's going to be a light show inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium with this Auburn High girls team coming off a win just last night down the road in Montgomery, where they walked in to Carver and got a 73-44 win, similar to what they did in the season opener, and they doubled down with two wins now against Carver, against the Wolverines of Carver Montgomery. And now it's the Indians of Lochapoka that come to town for a nice crosstown game, and we're looking forward to it here on 96.3 W. Lee. When we come back, keys to the game, starting lineups and opening tip between Auburn and Lochapoka right here on the Auburn High Sports Network. That's coming up on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hello, this is Scully Trant from Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory. My dad Bill and I are pleased to be a part of the Opelika, Auburn, and Lee County area, and thankful to the families that have placed their trust in us. At Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory, we continue to assure you when you call on us, you will be treated like a member of our own family with passionate and caring service. It's our desire to assist you during your difficult times and help you through your many decisions you face. Call on us in your time of need, Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High Basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
All right, we're back here live on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic. This is the countdown to tip-off on the Auburn High Sports Network. I'm Jacob Goins with you as we're just a couple of minutes away between the Tigers and the Indians getting after it on the girls' game first, boys' game coming up just a little bit later here at home. And you start talking about keys to the game, right? It's very simple to sound like a broken record with this Auburn High girls' team. Force turnovers, get out and run, and get it to your shooters, right? You could say that every single time, and there's a good chance that this team is going to win. But I want to see them work on half-court offenses. If they get the chance to do that, can they work it around the perimeter? Can they feed it down inside? Would love to see Antoinette Morgan get involved a little bit more in this offense when they're in the half court. Problem is, they're just not in the half court all that much because of the things that I just talked about. They do force turnovers, they do get out and run, and they like to shoot the three. And so if you can get girls like Antoinette Morgan, Liz Robinson, Mackenzie Etheridge, Riley Finger, those types of girls in the ball game and get them involved, that may not help you overall tonight in terms of needing that to win this ball game, but it will help you moving forward down the road when you start playing area games in just a couple of weeks, and then when you get into postseason time as well. That's what I'm going to see this Auburn High School team do, and they're going to try and do it against Lochapoka at home here tonight here on 96.3 W. Lee. When we come back, starting lineups and opening tip between Auburn and Lochapoka here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
From day one back in 1907, Auburn Bank's mission has been clear: to serve our community, see businesses flourish, and improve lives locally by making sound business decisions and responding with care every day. Today, we continue to fulfill our mission with a team of local commercial and consumer lenders who are ready to help meet your needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, online at auburnbank.com.
Hip pain is not to be taken lightly. It could be a sign of hip impingement. If pain, stiffness, or limping persists, see a hip specialist at the orthopedic clinic. Treatment includes non-surgical options, but if surgery is needed, minimally invasive arthroscopic hip surgery is only available locally at the orthopedic clinic. Don't wait. Schedule an examination today. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
Auburn High basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee. Now, the starting lineups presented by Auburn Bank.
Time now for the Auburn Bank starting lineups. They're brought to you by Auburn Bank. Their local team stands ready to discuss your financial needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you, and proud sponsor of Auburn High School basketball. We'll start with the visiting Indians of Lochapoca, wearing number one, a 5'7 shooting guard, the junior, it's Amanda Harris. Wearing number three, Sanaa Drummond, she's a 5'6 sophomore guard for the Indians. She'll get the start in the backcourt tonight. Also getting the start for Lochapoca is number five, Ormani Lockhart, the 5'7 sophomore guard, wearing number five. Wearing number 15 is a 5'7 forward is Essence Key. And wearing number 24 for Lochapoca, Venetia Cobb, who is 5'9, a forward, will be down low wearing number 24 again. Number one, Harris. Number three, Drummond. Number five, Lockhart. Number 15, Key. And number 24, Venetia Cobb. And for your Auburn High School Tigers, it's going to be number 11. It's going to be Jordan Cobb. Also, in the down low, it's going to be Braylee Winfrey playing as a big guard. A four-guard lineup. Technically a forward is Braylee Winfrey, but she plays more like a guard, in my opinion. Jordan Cobb down low. Braylee Winfrey gets the start wearing number 20. Also at the guard spot, wearing number 23 is Brooke Hallman. Wearing number 15 is Daly Alsobrook. And wearing number one, your point guard, it is Kalia Tolles. Those are tonight's starting lineups brought to you by Auburn Bank, champions of you, and proud spots of Auburn High School basketball. Excited to get this one started, man. This Auburn High team is lightning quick, so keep up if you can, and I'll do my best as well here on the Auburn High Sports Network. Tigers in their blue jerseys tonight. And believe that may be why we've got the free throws going on before the game begins. Auburn normally in their home whites. They asked Lochapoca to wear their whites, so two technical free throws. Believe that was for the equipment, and whether it was or whether it wasn't, doesn't matter. Both free throws were missed, and so we're going to have this thing ready to go as the Indians will be moving in their white jerseys. They've got red Lochapoca across the chest with the red numbers on front and back, the thin red trim down the side. And off the inbound, the Tigers steal it, knock it out of bounds. It'll stay with Lochapoca. Indians moving right to left on your radio dial. The Tigers are in their blues, and that was a change call. It is going to be Tiger basketball now moving left to right as Brooke Hallman will inbound it here in front of us. Tigers moving left to right in their blues with Tigers written across the front, and the numbers on front and back are trimmed in white but filled in with blue and thin white stripes down the side as the Tigers working around the perimeter, down low in for Braylee Winfrey, and a touch foul on the backside is how we get this game started. Again, just 20 seconds in, a little different start here tonight as the Tigers throw it in. Winfrey off an alley-oop attempt, lobs it up, can't get it to go as Jordan Cobb pulls down the board, put back no, and kicks it back out. Alsobrook swing over to Hallman, left-hand dribble off the backboard, no. Winfrey knocks it out. Tolles comes up with it, and she'll pull it out and reset. Tigers have it with 7:20 to play, scoreless between the Tigers and the Indians of Lochapoca here in the first quarter. It's Hallman now in the right corner, finds her point guard Tolles. They'll feed it back down to Alsobrook. She's double-teamed. teamed on a 2-3 zone and back into the corner. Hallman wants a three. Bang! Brooke Coleman picks up where she left off. The last time we saw her was on the road to Benjamin Russell, and now we see her with the steal. The layup attempt is no good, but she'll head to the free throw line and earns her way for two. As I was saying, last time we saw Brooke Coleman on the hardwood was on the road at Benjamin Russell. Yes, this team had a game yesterday at Carver, but last time we saw her here on the Auburn High Sports Network, 30 points for 23 in blue and white. Her first free throw is good. Those 30 points coming off of 9 made threes that broke a single game record for Auburn High. For the UNA commit, Brooke Coleman, she steps up for the second free throw and knocks it down. Again, Indians moving right to left on your radio dial. Auburn High moving left to right as they put a full court press off the made baskets. Winfrey with the pressure can't get there into the hands on the far side and finds a way to get it through. Timeout called on the floor. Timeouts are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. Visit them today on South College Street. We'll leave it right here on the Auburn High Sports Network. Again, our starting lineups are brought to you by Auburn Bank, and our first half sponsor of tonight's game is Russell Building Supply and Do It Center. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. We appreciate them sponsoring the first half of tonight's action between Auburn and Lochapoca. It is 5-0 Tigers with 6:49 to play in this opening quarter. Indians moving right to left. Tigers will put on some pressure right at half court. Inadvertent buzzer. And now we're ready to go as the Indians will bring it across. It is Sanaa Drummond, the sophomore guard who will do most of the handling duties tonight for Lochapoca. Got to get across half court pressure. As soon as she gets there, poked away. Hallman ahead for Winfrey. Left hand bank shot is good. Braylee Winfrey lays it in with the left hand. Tigers up 7-0 in the first minute and a half of the ball game. Ahead now, Amanda Harris gets pressured immediately and across the timeline and then steps on the sideline and out of bounds. Tigers force another turnover. Again, the five on the floor for Auburn. Your starters tonight, Kalia Tolles, Brooke Coleman, Braylee Winfrey, Daly Alsobrook, and Jordan Cobb down low. Tigers bring it up the right side. They'll kick it into the corner. Hallman, two repeat. Can't find it. Pulled down by Winfrey underneath. Lots of contact. Can't get it to go. And Alsobrook will pull it out to the top and find her point guard, Kalia Tolles, for a reset with 6:05 in the opening quarter. Hallman off the right side. Skip pass. Daly Alsobrook. 4-3. No. Tolles peeks it into the hands of Braylee Winfrey. And the Tigers have another shot. Step back three for Hallman. Can't find it. Winfrey there on the cleanup and good for two on the putback. Braylee Winfrey just finds herself in the right spot on a miss just about every single time. And it wasn't an air ball, but didn't get much of the rim and still found herself underneath the basketball and able to lay it in for another 2 points. And the Indians throw it away. Just their second time in the half court in this first quarter. And they turn it over again. Tigers moving left to right with a 9-0 lead. No subs yet for either side as Tolles will bring it up. Tip pass to Daly Alsobrook. They work it around the perimeter now, trying to find it to Alsobrook. They do. She's at the point for a cutting Braylee Winfrey. Cross-court pass, Kalia Tolles. That's an open three. Too strong. And long board pulled down by Amanda Harris. She surges ahead, poked out of bounds right here in front of us and going the other way. See, Braylee Winfrey was the last one to touch it. 5-10 in the opening quarter. 9-0. Tigers on top of the Indians here in the varsity girls game. Not a bad crowd. That was a travel at the front and unfortunately didn't get caught as the alley shot from the left-hand wing. Amanda Harris hesitated, couldn't get it to go, pulled down on the strong side. Now underneath, finds Amanda Harris. Her layup's no good, gets her own board, blocked by Jordan Cobb. The putback is there on the backside. It was Essence Key who was there to clean up the miss on the second opportunity, third opportunity really, for the Indians, and they're on the board. They trail by 7. Winfrey feeds to the corner for Hallman. Swings it around. Daly Alsobrook looking to go inside. Not there. Now finds Hallman at the free throw line. Kick to Tolles. Baseline drive. 12-foot jumper blocked from behind and pulled down underneath. That is Anisha Cobb, who then has it stolen. Braylee Winfrey goes up for the shot. Can't get it to fall, but she earns two free throws at the line. So Braylee Winfrey, who's got 4 quick points for this Tigers team. Last time we saw her, she had 25 to complement the 30 from Brooke Coleman. That was on the road at Benjamin Russell last week. First free throw in and out. And first subs will come in as Hallman sits down, Cobb sits down, Tolles will sit down as well. Mackenzie Etheridge is in the ball game. Sophie Arrington is in the ball game, and Antoinette Morgan is in the ball game as well. So is Anavia Nelm. So four out of five Tigers sit. The only one that stays is Winfrey, who grabs her miss off the free throw and puts it in. Can't get it to go, but she gets it the hard way off the rebound and puts it in. Tigers are up 11-2. Indians now in the half court. On the right side is Armani Lockhart. She picks up her dribble. She finds her point guard at the front. They feed it to the free throw line. Jump stop. Shot no good. Contested by Etheridge and pulled down by Antoinette Morgan. Tigers looking to run. Winfrey off the right side. Bounce pass underneath to Antoinette Morgan and lays it in for two. That's what I talked about in the pregame. Want to see him work it down low. Wouldn't call that quite half-court offense, but good enough in transition as the Tigers get it to go, and they're up by double digits, 13-2. Here's their lead, and now poked away. It was Nelms into the hands of Winfrey in transition. Can't get the right-hand layup to go. Lots of contact. Couldn't get the call, and here come the Indians now. Surging ahead is Drummond. Now through all the way. Winfrey pokes it out, and here come the Tigers now. They have numbers if they hurry. Off the left side, baseline drive, wild shot, no good. Pulled down by Nelms, grabs her own board. She's on the floor. Should be a jump ball, and it will be called a jump ball, and the possession arrow stays on the center of the floor with 3:13 in this first quarter. As Brantley Winfrey will sub out, Liz Robinson will sub in for the Tigers, so five subs are now on the floor for the Tigers. Morgan, Robinson, Arrington, Etheridge, and Nelms, the five out. Robinson off the inbound, straight away three. She wanted it, couldn't get it. Etheridge fights for the board underneath, poked around, out of bounds. Who do they say? They say it's out on Lochipoca. It'll stay with the Tigers with 3:07 in this first quarter. Auburn on top, 13-10. And timeout called by head coach Courtney Pritchett. Wants to talk about it on the inbound pass. We'll take one with them. Timeouts are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. Visit them today on South College Street. 13-2, Tigers over Lochipoca. We're back in 30 seconds on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
It's Anavia Nelms to inbound right side underneath. Hits it to Etheridge, throws it up, can't get it to fall, and it's a rebound for Lochipoca. They're moving right to left with 3 minutes to play in this first quarter. Tigers lead 13-2. Right side for Harris, feeds to the free throw line. Now they kick to the corner, poked away, loose ball in front of the Auburn bench. It rolls out of bounds. Good effort by five in blue. That's Sophie Arrington. Couldn't get there. It'll stay with Lochipoca. 2:48 in this first quarter. It's Auburn leading Lochipoca in the varsity girls game, 13-2. Indians moving right to left on your radio dial, thrown into the half court. Now they feed it to Harris on the right side. They'll work it around to the near side, trying to go down low, trying to find Cobb, and can't do so. Now it's a right wing three off the assist. Can't get it to fall, and Robinson is there to clean up the board. And here come the Tigers with 2.5 in the first. Arrington inside, finds it underneath and good. It was Antoinette Morgan off the assist from Sophie Arrington. Put some heat on that pass with the right hand. And now Antoinette Morgan is up to four in the first quarter. Three off the steal attempt. Can't bank it home. And Anavia Nelms is off and running. Here come the Tigers' numbers if they want it. Nelms to the basket. Layup no. Robinson there to clean it up. Layup no good. But she'll head to the free throw line. Liz Robinson, who wears number 33 in blue and white for this Auburn team. She is not afraid to let it fly. And we saw her do that just a little bit ago. Off the inbound pass, she shot one from straightaway three as she rolls the first one in for her first bucket, first point, that is. here tonight. 2:05 in this first quarter. Again, bench players in right now. No starter on the floor, and Robinson goes 2 for 2 at the charity stripe. A sub is in. Zariah Patton is now in for Lochipoca. Harris brings it across. She's at the point, picks up her dribble. And a cross-court pass nearly stolen by Arrington. Now it's on the side with Harris. Into the corner, dribble baseline. Cut off by Etheridge. They feed it inside for Cobb. Back out. Now for Patton, begging to shoot. Gets to Harris. The floater from 8 feet is good off the right side of the floor. Amanda Harris, her first points of the night. Good-looking shot in the lane. 17-4, Auburn on top. 1:30 to play in the first quarter. Auburn leads Lochipoca 17-4. Arrington bounce pass. Robinson kicks. Corner. 3. Too short. Pulled down by Nelms, though, off her own miss. Floats it up with the right hand. Just a little too much. Etheridge fights for it. Nelms comes up with it on the far side, and she's got it in the corner. Tigers reset with 1:15 to play. Arrington straight away. One of the two sophomores on this roster for Auburn High. They work it into the corner for Nelms. She gets it back to Liz Robinson. Thought about the three. Back to Nelms. A two-man game. Dribbles baseline. Shot may have been blocked off the side of the backboard. It is Etheridge who goes up with the putback. Can't get it to go. And it rolls out of bounds into the Lochipoca bench. Effort by Arrington again. They'll say it stays with Auburn High School. 55.2 is on the clock. Four starters back in. Tolles, Alsabrook, Hallman, Winfrey. And then Riley Finger is in, the 6'5 sophomore for the Tigers. Alsabrook has it on the wing. Tigers lead 17-4. Winfrey on the right side. Gets two of them to go. Cut off on the baseline. Hallman, far side three. Yes! Brooke Hallman's got 8 points for the Tigers. They lead 20-4 over Lochipoca with 35 seconds to play in the first quarter. Tipped at the timeline. Hallman into the hands of Alsabrook. Tigers 3-on-2. Alsabrook kicks it to the corner. Now it's Tolles. Swings it over. Hallman again. No, too strong. And pulled down by Harris. And nearly cut off. Now she dribbles up the sideline. Has a girl wide open underneath in transition. Tigers put a little too much pressure. And Essence Key lays it in. She's got 4 of the 6 for Lochipoca. And the Tigers have it with 8 seconds. Hallman now left corner. Dribbles baseline. Slips and falls hard right underneath. And they're going to say a blocking foul is called on Venetia Cobb. Good to see Brooke Hallman hop back up with a smile on her face. Just felt kind of awkwardly thanks to a slip and a hip check. But 23 is tough, we know that. So with that being the fifth foul on Lochipoca in the first quarter, that'll send number 23, Brooke Hallman, to the free throw line, and she knocks down the first. Give her 9. She's flirting with 10 in this first quarter. 5 seconds exactly on the clock in this opening frame. It's 21-6 Tigers. Brooke can make it 22. And she does. 10 points for Hallman in the first quarter. Tigers will put pressure right at the volleyball line. Lochipoca brings it to the left side. Harris has it, and no attempt at a shot. Tons of pressure by the Tigers, and that's how the first quarter will close out. 22-6, Auburn leads over Lochipoca. We're one quarter into the varsity girls game. Stick around, second quarter coming up on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Anchor in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Anchor, visit them online at AnchorAuburn.com or just stop on by. Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
Start of the second quarter here at Auburn High School. Your varsity girls lead Lochipoca 22-6. Just 8 minutes in to tonight's contest. A reminder, the first half action of tonight's game is presented by Russell Building Supply and Do It Center. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. Lochipoca moving right to left. They've got it in the half court. Cut off by Brooke Coleman. Knocked away by Winfrey. Into the hands of Harris. Finds someone down low. A high arcing layup off the top of the backboard. Can't get it to go. And here comes Brooke Coleman. Doesn't have numbers. Eurostep lays it in and doesn't matter. Brooke Coleman backs up her 10 in the first quarter. She's got the first bucket here in the second, and Winfrey nearly steals it, and now she does, and lays it in with the right hand. Braley had six in the first quarter. She's up to eight on the ballgame, and the Tigers have opened up a 20-point lead on Lochipoca. Squeezing through the defense is Drummond. She'll kick it to the left-hand wing for a three for Harris. Can't get it to fall. Grabs her own board and finds a girl down low. Wide open was Essence Key. That's happened a couple of times to this Auburn High girls team. They're just so aggressive on a miss. Everybody takes off down the floor and not willing to guard down low, and the Tigers can't get it done. And now it's 26-8 with a minute in to this second quarter. It is also Brooke at the top. Feeds to Winfrey. She'll let it go from deep, too strong, and skies for the board. Tolles comes up with it off the rebound and then hit hard, and Tolles will go down hard on the layup attempt. That was a brutal foul by Venetia Cobb. Went for the ball. Believe she may have got the ball first, and Kalia Tolles goes down hard, holding her backside. Looks to be holding her tailbone. Can't tell if she's just slow to get up or really injured. She is down underneath the right side of the basket. She went down hard, and again, a clean play by Venetia Cobb. Don't think there was anything dirty there. Just hit straight on her backside. Did Kalia Tolles, one in blue. And again, hope she is okay. Can't tell if she's, I think she's laughing. I can't quite tell if she's grimacing or just trying to shake off the pain. She is now up on 2 feet. She does have a smile on her face. I know that hurt. You slammed right on that tailbone, and she didn't have time to brace herself hardly at all. And so hopefully she's okay. She is smiling, so she does seem to be okay. And Coach Pritchett is laughing on his way out as well. So we'll get a sub for Kalia Tolles. And again, just hope she's all right. Do they call that foul in the act of shooting? I think they did. So that'll be Daley Alsobrook to step up and shoot, I think. I'm not sure. Not sure exactly. Got to get a player to come in and shoot the free throws for Auburn High. As Tolles is going to waddle back to the side of the bleachers. Hope she's okay. Probably just going to try and walk that off. Here comes Anavia Nelms. She's going to sub in for the Tigers. And Anavia Nelms is going to be the one to shoot those free throws for the Tigers. They lead 26-8 over Lochipoca with 6:45 in this second quarter. First free throw from Anavia is good. Nelms is one of the four seniors listed at 6 foot or more and goes 1 for 2. At the line, rebound was fought for by the Tigers, and a foul pushed in the back. They may have gotten Braley Winfrey, not sure. It is Winfrey, Nelms, Hallman, Alsobrook, and Shylin Evans are the five on the floor for the Tigers. As the Indians get it into the half court, heck of a pass, thread the needle down low. Free throw was no good by Essence Key, and the rebound pulled down by Brooke Coleman. She advances now underneath for Winfrey. Power dribble on the baseline, layup left short. Rebound pulled up underneath. Layup attempt no good, rolls off the top of the backboard, and here come the Indians now. Shylin Evans had a chance, one of those six-foot seniors, and here come the Indians now. Off the right side, it's Drummond. She's cut off immediately. They trail 27-8 as we approach 6 minutes to play in the first half. Auburn leads. They tried to thread the needle again inside to Essence Key, and it was off her fingertips, and it's Tigers basketball. As Brooke Hallman to inbound has to call Daley Alsobrook back for somebody to catch the basketball. Hallman will bring it across with 6 minutes to play in the first half. Alsobrook off the left, or the right side rather, tip pass into the hands of Nelms. It's back to Alsobrook, fed to the corner for Winfrey. Tried to go down low for Shylin Evans, not there. Swung around Hallman. She's got airspace and she takes advantage. Brooke Hallman is on fire. She's got five in the corner. Give her 15 for the game. And the Tigers have put up 30 with 5.5 to play in the first. into the free throw line. Now kick to the corner for the Indians. Working it around now. Back to the free throw line. Extended on the left-hand side. They'll work it to the point. Thought about the three and threw it right away. Anavia Nelms now searches ahead. Throws it up to Brayway Winfrey and just too hot. She throws it out of bounds. It's a turnover on the Tigers. And there's that aggressiveness we see all the time for this Auburn High team. They will not set up in the half court if they don't have to. If they have numbers, heck, half the time they don't. They don't care. They're going to go to the bucket. That time just a little too hot from Anavia Nelms. Auburn on top, 30-8. We approach 5 minutes to play. On the right side, lost it, able to come up with it and throw it back out to Drummond. She gets into the semicircle and stolen by Winfrey. It's a foot race now. Up with the left hand and good. Good contesting by Amanda Harris, but Brayway Winfrey just too strong as she muscles her way to the bucket for another two. 4:45 in this first half. Tigers on top 32-8 over the Indians of Lochapoka. In the lane, kicked outside for an open three. Can't bank it home, and Evans tries to gum down with the board. She pokes it out of bounds. May have been knocked out by Kiana Jones as well, but they're going to say it's out on Shylin Evans. And some subs will come in for Auburn High. Jordan Cobb is in. Mackenzie Etheridge, Liz Robinson, Kalia Tolles as Hallman, Evans, Nelms, and Winfrey. Well, sit down. So the only player remaining on the floor for the Tigers. No, it's a five platoon swap. Apologies. Tolles guards the basketball. It's Drummond on the right side. They kick it to the corner. May not have been ready for it and lost it out of bounds. Then Armani Lockhart, the sophomore guard, just wasn't ready for the pass. Had a little juice on it, too. Tigers take over 32-8, their lead with 4.5 in this first half. Tolles, the senior guard, she's got it up top, gets the screen from Cobb, works it into the corner. Robinson, high arcing three, too strong. Long board pulled down by Sophie Arrington, whips it inside, and Jordan Cobb lays it in for two. Sophie Arrington, give her an assist. She's got some whip on that, I'm telling you, man. She lets it go and just no looks at half the time, too. And Cobb is on the board with her first bucket of the ball game and nearly comes up with a steal in the corner, but it's out on 11 and blue. 3:53 in the second quarter. 34-8 is Auburn's lead over Lochapoka here in the varsity girls game. Inbounding on the left sideline. Tolles will guard it. They inbound. Up to the point, it's Drummond. Work to the right side, now for Lockhart. Back to Drummond in a two-man game. She stands outside the volleyball line, and now a bounce pass into the free throw line. Muscles her way in, and a travel. A travel is called against Essence Key, the 5'7 junior for the Indians, and Tigers will take over, leading 34-8. Tolles, a crossover dribble. She's doubled now on the left side in front of the Indians bench. She'll turn the corner with the right hand. Tries for a no-look pass. May have been off the fingertips of an Indian. It is, and it'll stay on this end of the floor. A couple of subs will come in for Lochapoka. Amanda Harris, she does a lot of the ball handling for this Indians team. She is in. Allison Harris, the sophomore guard, is also in as well. Reminder, Tigers are moving left to right as we look at it here. On the home side of Auburn High School Gymnasium, we're sitting just underneath the Auburn High A. How about a high arcing three off the inbound for Sophie Arrington? Can't find the bottom of the net and knocked out of bounds by the Indians. It'll stay with the Tigers. This team is aggressive off the inbound. There's several, especially the girls on the floor right now, are not afraid to shoot it as soon as they catch it. Worked for Etheridge underneath. She was smacked in the face hard. She goes down, still down, holding her chin. Tigers still have possession. Arrington pulls up from 8 feet, tries to bank it, can't do so. Tolles comes down with it and comes out to the corner. And believe they are going to stop the game finally for Mackenzie Etheridge, who was popped in the mouth pretty hard as they tried to feed her off the inbound, holding her under chin. So hopefully she's okay. Just took a shot, didn't see if it was from a hand, an elbow, shoulder, didn't quite see exactly what happened. So she's going to sub out as Jordan Cobb will come in. Tigers will inbound off this right sideline just to our right here at the scorer's table. 3:05 to play in the second quarter. Auburn leads 34-8. Lochapoka defending now. Tolles goes around them, whips it inside for Antoinette Martin, who's there for another two. She's got six, does 24 in blue, and the Tigers are up 36-8, 2:45 in this second quarter. Moving it around the arc now. Inside to the elbow. Swing it to the left side. Fake the three. Inside. Travel underneath. And they're going to call the push foul before they call a travel on Venetia Cobb. So they are going to get the push foul on Auburn. Believe that's just the second of the quarter. So no threat of free throws just yet. As it will be Amanda Harris who inbounds left side underneath. As Patton subs in. And Harris, Allison Harris, that is, the sophomore guard, will sub out for Lochapoka. 2:35, the inbound left side underneath. Looking to go down low, just nobody home, and eventually able to get it out. And lost it a little bit into the lane. Kick to the top. That's a three. Banks it in. Does Sanaa Drummond. And Tolles is down the floor now. She's on the right side. Gets cut off on the baseline. Finds Arrington 18 feet short. Pulled down underneath, and the putback is good. Putback is good by Isabella Paul, wearing 32 in blue. She's got her first bucket on the night, and the Tigers are up 38-11 as we approach 2 minutes to play in the first half. Bobs and weaves through the defense, throws it up, layup no, but a foul, and the Indians work their way to the free throw line. It is 15 in red and white Essence Key. The 5'7 junior forward who's been very active down low. Lochapoka has done a really good job of finding her the basketball. Auburn just does an even better job of collapsing on her as soon as she touches it. And other than the technical free throws at the beginning of the game, this is the first attempts for Lochapoka. That one off the left side. No good. Allison Harris subs in for Amanda Harris. 2:01 in the second quarter. Second free throw from Key is an air ball. Be sure to stick with us at halftime. We'll have the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report coming up. We'll tell you about this game, preview the boys' game just a little bit as well. Get you ready for the second half between Auburn and Lochapoka. Tigers in a comfortable lead, 38-11. We're under two to play in this first half. Off the right side, Arrington, that's a three, in the right corner, and splashes it home. Does five in blue, Sophie Arrington knocks it down, and good to see her get one on the ball game. She's got her first bucket of the night. That's 3 points for five in blue. Tigers force a turnover, and here comes Kalia Tolles. She's got another straightaway, and up with the right hand is good. Kalia Tolles does so much for this team offensively and defensively and gets the steal and the bucket for her first 2 points of the night. Tigers on top 43-11. On the right wing now, guarded heavily by Arrington, who just splashed home a three. Bounce pass, baseline, dribble, around one, around two, layup too short. But a foul caused it to be short a little bit. And back to the free throw line is Essence Key. And some subs will come in for Auburn High as Olivia Quinones is in, Daly Alsobrook, and Brooke Coleman, Braylee Winfrey back in the game as well, joining Antoinette Morgan down low. 1:07 to play in the second quarter. It's 43-11. As can't knock down the second free throw. Winfrey is able to clear. Alsobrook across the timeline. She'll hand off to Hallman, her point guard. We're under a minute to play. It's Quinones off the left side. Looks to pull up, and she traveled. Got pressured just a little bit by Amanda Harris on that left side. Did Quinones, and she shuffled her feet. And a turnover for the Tigers. Now Indians moving right to left. On your radio dial, Lochapoka trailing your Auburn High Tigers. 43-11, under a minute to play in this second quarter. On the near side, thought about the three. Gets into the lane, shuffled her feet, no call. Kicked into the corner. Alsobrook dives out of bounds. Going for it, didn't matter. It's Tigers basketball. It was off the hands of Romani Lockhart, who did not go for it. Daly Alsobrook did. Didn't get there, but again, didn't matter. As it was out of bounds on Lochapoka. 35 seconds to play as Hallman crosses over at the Auburn High A and turns it over. Tried to find Quinones on the left side and into the hands of Venetia Cobb. Goes around one. Header shot blocked by Winfrey. Tip drill and into the hands of Alsterbrook. She's got it with the right. Now with the left. Goes back to the right. Lays it up and can't get the bucket, but she's headed to the line. She did an up and scoop and up and couldn't get it to go. But Daly Alsterbrook will step to the line for two. Alsterbrook scoreless so far tonight. Can change that with 19.6 in the first half, and she does. A splash on the first. Alsterbrook now the 10th Tiger to get on the scoreboard in this ball game, and she goes 2 for 2 at the line. 10 Tigers have scored in this first half, helping Auburn get out to a 45-11 lead with 15 seconds in the second quarter. Across half court is Drummond. She's pressured immediately, kicks into the corner and turned it over. Wasn't ready for it. Was Venetia Cobb, the 5'9 sophomore, and the Tigers have one more chance at the end of the half. 45-11. Hallman will bring it up the right side with 6. Now she's got it with 5. Hallman on the right side with 4. Between the legs dribble with 2. She'll let it fly. At the buzzer, no. And the Tigers will head to the locker room. They lead 45-11. Stick around. The Orthopedic Clinic halftime report coming up on the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students. Or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
Teamwork is key to winning on the basketball court. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success, too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
When bones get out of joint, or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment. 334-749-8303 or visit theorthoclinic.com.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers. Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W Lee. This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Show.
At the half, your Auburn High School Lady Tigers lead 45-11 over Lochapoka. This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. It's presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care, with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. On the web at theorthoclinic.com. Tigers lead 45-11 in the varsity girls game, and it was pretty much everything we typically see with this Auburn High girls team. They forced a lot of turnovers. They pressure you on makes in the full court, and they make big-time shots. How about this? 10 Tigers scored in that first half. Here's some of your scoring numbers at the half, led by Brooke Coleman, who wears number 23. She's got 15 total points and just splashing them home from downtown. She broke the single-game three-point record for Auburn High a couple of games ago against Benjamin Russell, and she has not slowed down. She's got 15. The other Tiger in double digits is Braylee Winfrey, who, as crazy as this sounds, had a quiet 10, 6 in the first, 4 in the second. Those two are in double digits. Antoinette Morgan had 6. I talked about her having a big-time game. She has been early, active early and often. She has 6. Sophie Arrington has 3. She splashed home a corner from the splashed home a 3 from the corner, that is, here down to our right. Several Tigers are with 2 points. That is Kalia Tolles, Jordan Cobb, Daley Alsobrook, Isabella Paul, and Liz Robinson all have 2. And Anavia Nelms has the 1 from the free throw line. And for the visiting Lochapoca Indians, Essence Key leads the scorers with 6. Sanaa Drummond has 3. She banked one home straight away. And then Amanda Harris, the starting guard, has 2 points as well. Tigers are on top 45-11. And in the second half, I expect to see a lot more of the bench. You'll see the starters get the start in that third quarter, something we saw a lot in football with head coach Keith Etheridge with the starters. If you're up big, let them get in, let them start, let them remember what it feels like, right, to get out and come out of the locker room and have a good start, and then they'll come out and won't play much more. As long as the score and the lead stays like it is, Tigers lead 45-11. This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care, with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about the boys' game coming up as the Tigers take on Lochapoca here inside of Auburn High Gymnasium as well. That's coming up in the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report on the Auburn High Sports Network.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Anchor in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Anchor, visit them online at AnchorAuburn.com or just stop on by.
1907. Auburn had no paved roads, no local newspaper, a few automobiles, very little electricity or indoor plumbing, and one bank, Auburn Bank. For all these years, we've had a part in shaping and serving Auburn, Opelika, and East Alabama. A steadfast partner to our customers, meeting financial needs at just the right times. How do we know our community so well? Because we've grown up together. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, online at auburnbank.com.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do-It Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do-It Center at Building Supply.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
Welcome back into the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. Your Auburn High Tigers, the Lady Tigers, lead 45-11 over Lochapoca at the half. This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. Tell you about the boys' game coming up in just a little bit. We'll have that at the conclusion of the girls' game, where the boys got a four-point win last night on the road at Carver-Montgomery, a nugget that we'll tell you about later on in the broadcast. That was an historical win last night for Auburn High boys. That has not happened in quite some time to go and get a win down there. We'll have that for you later on in the broadcast. But I'll tell you what, that boys' team's a lot of fun to watch, man. They are running gun. They are going to get up and down the floor. They want to win in a track meet, and it's been a lot of fun to watch that team come together with the addition of the football players as well, and looking forward to them wrapping up the month of December and getting in to area play. That game's coming up a little bit later. We've got the second half of the Auburn High girls versus Lochapoca coming up right here on the Auburn High Sports Network, where the lead is 45-11, and that does conclude the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report. You can find the Orthopedic Clinic online at theorthoclinic.com. Second half action coming up on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students, or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary, at Southern Union State Community College, visit suscc.edu today.
Hip pain is not to be taken lightly. It could be a sign of hip impingement. If pain, stiffness, or limping persists, see a hip specialist at the Orthopedic Clinic. Treatment includes non-surgical options, but if surgery is needed, minimally invasive arthroscopic hip surgery is only available locally at the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't wait. Schedule an examination today. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers! Now let's get back to the action on 96.3 W. Lee. The second half of AHS basketball is presented by Southern Union State Community College.
Start of the second half between your Auburn High School Tigers and the Lochapoca Indians. Daly Alsobrook tries to start it with a three, can't do so. But Braylee Winfrey pulls down the board. Kalia Tolles finds Jordan Cobb underneath, and the Tigers are off and running here in the third quarter. That extends their lead 47-11 as we're just underway in the start of the third quarter. Lochapoca moving left to right on your radio dial. Tigers now moving right to left off the steal with Braylee Winfrey, and lays it in underhand with the left hand. And Winfrey, who had 10 in the first half, she's got two so far in this third quarter. Tigers lead 49-11. As the Indians wearing white tonight, they've got Lochapoca across their chest in a rainbow arc, if you will, with the red numbers front and back, a thin red trim down the side. Kalia Tolles, high pressure on the ball handler, Romani Lockhart, and Tolles comes up with it. We're under a minute into the first quarter. Up ahead for Alsobrook, can't get it to go with the right hand. Fought for him underneath onto Tigers. It's off of blue and white, and it is Lochapoca basketball. For the Tigers, they're wearing blue here tonight at home. They've got Tigers written across the chest with the numbers on front and back. All of that in just a thin white trim, filled in with the blue of the jersey, with the blue Auburn High A and a white patch down each side of the shorts. Poca tries to get into the lane. They do. Blocked inside, and Cobb comes up with it. Believe Daly Alsobrook came up with the block. And here comes Kalia Tolles. It is the five starters on the floor from the first half in the second half. Tolles, Hallman, Alsobrook, Cobb, and Winfrey, the five are on the floor for Auburn High. They work it around straight away. Deep three for Hallman. Can't get it to go. Strong off the back iron. And Lochapoca's got numbers. Two on one if they want it. Crossover dribble. Handoff. Now layup in transition. No. Putback is good. Give credit to Amanda Harris. Cleaned up her miss and lays it in. Doubles her points on the night. And Lochapoca's up to 13. 2 minutes in to the third quarter. Braylee Winfrey turns the corner on the baseline. Floater off the front side of the rim. Jordan Cobb there to clean up. Put back, no. Kicks to the corner. Alsobrook dribbles baseline. Floater from 12, no. And fights for her own board. Almost comes up with it. Now she does. Goes flying into the bench. Hallman now in the lane. Left hand bank shot. Can't get it to fall. It's also, no, excuse me. It is Cobb there. She can't get the put back to go. One more time. Still can't get it to go. And Cobb fights for a jump ball underneath. Tigers shoot it 5, 6, 7 times, and the basketball gods say not this time, and the possession arrow is going towards Lochapoca. Oh, my goodness. Shot after shot after shot, layup after layup, and the Tigers couldn't buy a bucket on that possession clock counting down from 5.5 to play. Tigers lead 49-13, and they force a turnover immediately. Braylee Winfrey off the feed from Jordan Cobb, and he's got another two. And timeout call by Lochapoka. We'll take one with them. Timeouts are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. Visit them today on South College Street. We're back in 30 seconds on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
If you truly care about your feet and want to make them happy, check out Auburn's newest footwear experience, Love to Run. With the area's only pressure mapping system to analyze foot function, Love to Run identifies the perfect shoe for you. With brands like Ultra, Brooks, Hoka, they'll have your feet comfortably covered. So whether you're training for a marathon or just trekking through the marathon of life, Love to Run is ready to set the pace with you. 1957 East Sanford Avenue in Auburn.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
Third quarter action here at Auburn High School. As the Tigers, Lady Tigers, that is, of Auburn High, lead Lochapoka 51-13. Second half action of tonight's game is presented by Southern Union State Community College. Affordable, accessible, unparalleled. It's time to venture forward and blaze your path. Visit suscc.edu. Lochapoka moving left to right as we look at it on your radio dial. 5:15 to play in this third quarter. It's 51-13. Auburn leading Lochapoka. On the right side is Key. She's got it on the right wing, pressured by Brooke Coleman. Tigers in an extended zone. They try to feed it down low, and they do. Layup attempt, a kiss off the back iron. It died and falls in by Kiana Jones, who is in the ballgame for the first time. Cross-court pass, it's Hallman. Gets to the lane. Baseline jumper from 10 feet, no. Pulled down by Jordan Cobb. Now a step back from 18 by Daley Osterbrook. Can't get it to fall. And a jump ball forced on the rebound attempt. Possession arrow will stay with the Tigers. .438 to play in the third quarter. Scores have been flipped. It's 51-15. Auburn leads into Braylee Winfrey. She'll go with the right hand. Picks it up at the elbow. Tipped pass to Brooke Hallman. Pulls up 18. Baseline. Got it. Hallman's first bucket in this second half. She had 15 in the first half for this Auburn High team and have absolutely run away with it here in the second half. We approach 4:15 to play in the third quarter. On the left side of the floor, in front of their own bench for Lochapoka, and they drop it out of bounds. It's an unforced turnover in Tiger basketball. A platoon swap coming in for Auburn High. Liz Robinson is in. Shylin Evans also. Antoinette Morgan. Sophie Arrington and Anavia Nelms. Five in, five out for the Tigers. Very Kentucky, John Calipari-esque back in the day for the Tigers here. Same colors as they try to feed it inside. Robinson does feed it inside. Morgan with the left hand. Good feed from 33-24. And Antoinette Morgan having one of her best games in this young season. She's up to 8 on the evening. Tigers up 55-15. To the left side, looking to respond with a deep three off the left side of the rim. And no good. That was Amanda Harris. And Arrington will surge ahead to the corner with the right hand. Anavia Nelms, floater on the baseline. She was fouled. Anavia Nelms, aggressive with the basketball, is one of the notes that I have written down for her. And that's exactly what you just saw. She got the start early this year with the flag football stuff going on. A couple of Tigers played on that girls' flag football team as Nelms knocks down the first. While she does come off the bench now, does the 5'7 junior, she does so and splashes home two at the free throw line. Same five on the floor. A couple of subs do come in for Lochapoka. 3.5 to play in the third quarter. 57-15, that is, Auburn over Lochapoka. Into the corner, open three, can't get it to go, and pulled down underneath by Antoinette Morgan. Arrington looks to run into the corner. Robinson in transition, throws it up, may have been fouled, and she was. They're going to call it in the act of shooting as 33 in blue will step up to the free throw line. Clock not moving just yet. I feel we may get that coming in the fourth quarter. 57-15, Liz Robinson, who does have 2 points in the first half. Those did come at the free throw line. She rings that one around and down for the first free throw. And a decent turnout here for a Tuesday night with the rain falling outside. Goes 1 for 2 at the line, does Liz Robinson. Lochipoca able to clear. Amanda Harris brings it across the timeline. Cross-court pass now for Drummond. A two-man game across the top of the paint. Now it's into the paint and back outside. Harris, 4-3, rattles home. Harris has now 5 in the third quarter. Good-looking shot from one in white and red. It gets it to go. Tigers up 58-18. And Avia Nelms on the right side, too hot down low for Antoinette Morgan. She's got some height as a 6-foot senior, just not that tall. Throw it away, and the Tigers commit another turnover. The Tiger mascot is here inside of Auburn High Gymnasium, shakes his head in disappointment. It's all right, man. We're up 58-18. I think it's okay. 2.5 to play in this third quarter. Dribble baseline through 3 defenders. Finds an open girl underneath. Too strong on the layup, and Morgan's able to clear and hands it off to Sophie Arrington. 2:28 to play in the third. It's all Auburn High. 58-18 over Lochipoca. Arrington, crossover at the top. She'll kick to Liz Robinson. She fires a 3. Too strong off the back iron and fought for by Evans. Out of bounds, they'll say it is Lochipoca basketball. Evans was there, just couldn't quite get her hand in the right spot. So Lochipoca takes over with 2:15. Clock counting down in this third quarter. Into the corner, it is Essence Key. Thought about the 3, picked up by Evans. They'll work it around now to the right volleyball line. Now into the corner, double teamed. It is Robinson. Also there was Arrington. They feed it into the lane. That was blocked, a combination of Arrington and maybe... that may have been Antoinette Morgan that was in there as well. Liz Robinson was in the area. A combination of Tigers in on the block, and they've got it now in the half court, moving right to left on your radio dial. Robinson tries to whip it in. Can do so. It was deflected. Ball's rolling out of bounds. It was off of a Indian. It'll stay on this end of the floor. Thought it may have been out of on a Navi announce, but it does stay with Auburn High as Patton will sub out for Lochipoca. Arrington into Robinson. One-hand dribble. Good off the backboard. As Liz Robinson, she grabbed that basketball and was shooting it the whole way. Just a good turn, power dribble, and off the top of the glass. And the Tigers have 60 here in the third. 60-18 with 1:15 to play. Around the arc we go. Now it's on the left side and into the paint. Kick to the corner. Harris for another 3. Not that time. Pulled down by the Indians, fighting underneath. Eventually a foul is called. Essence Key pulled it down and believe they're going to get Arrington on the foul. They do. And that'll bring a few starters back in the game for the Tigers. Winfrey, Alsobrook, Hallman, Tolles are set to sub in along with Riley Finger, wearing number 34. And they call that in the act of shooting, I guess. So we'll put the 5'7 junior Essence Key on the free throw line, short on the first. 5 in, 5 out again for the Tigers. Again, 4 starters and Riley Finger in the game. The tallest girl on the team, 6'5", is 34 in blue and white. I'll tell you what, she plays up to that size. She's such an asset when she's on the floor. Nobody will be taller than her, and nobody will outjump her, as Key can't make contact on the free throw. Making it Auburn basketball with 1:04 to play in the third quarter, as Olivia Quinones will sub in. Hallman out, Winfrey out. That didn't take long. Quinones is in the ball game, as Tolles will bring it up the floor. On the right side, we're under a minute to play in the third quarter. Alsobrook on the left side. She'll get it back to her point guard, Tolles. Looking to go down low to Finger, not there. Alsobrook fouled at the top, no call. She'll surge to the left side. Hand it off to Quinones. That's a bank shot, no. Off the baseline, can't get it to fall. And now Harris is looking to run for the Indians. She does, can't get the layup to fall. And Kalia Tolles surges ahead. Tigers don't have numbers. Tolles doesn't care. In the paint, pull up from 8 feet. Got the roll.
That's good.
Kalia Tolles is able to kiss it off the back iron, and the Tigers have 62 with 23 seconds to play in the third. 62-18 is their lead over Lochipoca, and Harris is going to hold for the final shot. She'll kick it on the right side. That's a three. Stepped into it straight away by Drummond. It's no good. Rebound underneath, knocked around, out of bounds. It'll be Auburn High basketball. 9.5 in the third quarter, as Kalia Tolles will be the one to bring it up for Auburn High. She's got a chance with six. She's across the timeline with five. She's on the right side with four. She's at the volleyball line with three. Looks at the clock, hands it to Alsabrook straight away. Doesn't count. Didn't get it off in time. Didn't go in, so it doesn't matter. 62-18 is the Tigers' lead over Lochipoca. We head to the fourth quarter of the varsity girls game here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Our members love us.
Oh, yes. Ever since I got off active duty, they have helped me. I would recommend to anyone, if you really want to get your finances in order, come and see for yourself. I promise you, they will help you get on the path to financial freedom.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union with two local branches. Membership eligibility required. Accounts federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Anchor in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Anchor, visit them online at AnchorAuburn.com or just stop on by.
Auburn High basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
Auburn High leads Lochipoca 62-18 as we start the fourth and final quarter here in the varsity girls game on the campus of Auburn High School. I'm Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network. Appreciate you spending your Tuesday night with us. Here on 96.3 W. Lee, Lochipoca tries to start the quarter with a three. Can't do so. Pulled down by Riley Finger, and the Tigers are moving right to left on your radio dial. Kick to the corner. That is a jumper. It's short. That is Pearl Simmons, who's in the ball game, wearing 12 and blue for the Tigers. Kick to the corner for Alsabrook. Now she goes right hand, turns the corner, and lays it in. With the right hand, Daly Alsabrook is on the board for the first time in the second half. She's got four, and it's all Tigers here on this Tuesday evening. Lochipoca moving left to right. Tigers moving right to left. Into the half court. They bounce pass into the paint. Goes around Riley Finger. May have been poked away by Daly Alsabrook. And out of bounds, it'll stay with the Indians. Want to let you know that tonight's game broadcast is presented by Acre Restaurant in Auburn. Visit them for lunch and dinner throughout the week and for brunch on Sunday mornings. Check out their variety of menus online at acreauburn.com. A shoeshiner bounce pass on the inbound. It was going to be good for Ariana Jackson. Instead, it leads to a runout for the Tigers. Ahead for Pearl Simmons. Saves it out of bounds. That is Quinones who had her shot blocked underneath. And it leads to a one-on-none for Amanda Harris as Pearl Simmons able to get back and knock it away into the hands of an Indian. Now into the paint. 8-foot jumper. Can't get it to fall. And pulled down on the strong side by Patton. And out now. Turn. No hesitation. Three. It's too short. Pulled down by Simmons. And here come the Tigers. It's 2-on-2. Alsabrook up with the right hand. That layup's no good. And pulled down by the Indians. And everybody takes a breath with 6:10 to play as Armani Lockhart will take it across the Auburn High A. Steps in on the right side. Dribbles baseline. Throws up an awkward floater. May have been blocked by Kalia Tolles and pulled down by Riley Finger. Alsabrook waves off Kalia Tolles. Now she kicks it to the corner for Tolles. It's Simmons. Back to Alsabrook. Three straight away. Bang!
3-point
field goal. Alsabrook knocks down the three. She's got five in the corner alone. And Auburn's having fun. They're up 67-18 with 5:40 to play. Straight away three. Walked into it. Couldn't get it to go. And the rebound knocked around by Finger and Tolles. Tolles comes up with it. She'll go ahead now. All the way to the basket. Coast to coast for Kalia Tolles. She's got another two. And a timeout called. Timeout brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. Visit them today on South College Street. Timeout on the floor. And trying to see if there's an actual timeout or we're just going to get a couple of subs. I don't quite know. Doesn't look like a very serious timeout to me. Again, all the timeouts here on the Auburn High Sports Network are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters. It's Christmas time, so be sure you go check them out in downtown Auburn for all your pullovers, jackets, pants, shoes, you name it, they got it. Visit them at Mountain High Outfitters in downtown or mountainhighoutfitters.com. So that 30-second timeout didn't last very long. Tigers will keep them on the floor. Isabella Paul is in the ballgame. Shylin Evans, Olivia Quinones, and Avia Nelms and Pearl Simmons. The five on the floor for the Tigers. Indians with the basketball, moving left to right as we look at it. On the left wing, gotta let it fly, and found the bottom of the net. That thing touched the rafters for Ariana Jackson, who gets her first bucket on the evening and can't wipe the grin off her face. That's 21 points now for the Indians. Cross-court pass. Quinones has it off the right wing. Kick ball knocked out of bounds off of 20 and White. That is Alyssa Harris out of bounds on Lochipoca. Tigers remain with possession. The bench is going to explode if they find a way for Olivia Quinones to score, number 22 in blue. She's got it. Corner three. Lets it go. Not good enough. And Evans is underneath. Just couldn't get enough underneath it. Good. Quinones had her put back blocked, and now the Indians are off and running, and they lay it in thanks to Sanaa Drummond. And Avia Nelms across the timeline. Bounce pass into the corner. Quinones has it. She'll dribble baseline and stolen away. It was taken by Venetia Cobb, and she's got it now. Picks up her dribble, moving left to right with 4:20 to play. Auburn leads Lochipoca 69-23 in the varsity girls game. It is Jackson off the left side, who just knocked down a three a few moments ago. She feeds it over to the right side for Drummond now. She kicks it into the corner, knocked away, out of bounds, Tiger basketball. And we do have a running clock here in this fourth quarter. We're counting down from under 4 minutes to play. Reminder, quick postgame show. We'll try to get a Lady Tiger to join us on that postgame show, and then we'll preview the boys' game really quickly and have that boys' game for you right here on 96.3 WLE, the home of the Auburn High Sports Network for basketball, baseball, and softball this season in 2024 and 2025. Anavia Nelms crossover, lost it, and now into the hands of Quinones. She tries to get it to somebody, and then she was fouled before the double dribble. Just the first foul on Lochipoca, so the Tigers will inbound on the far side of the gym in front of their own bench. Again, Nelms, Simmons, Quinones, Finger, and Evans are the five on the floor as they get it in to Quinones, and now back out to Anavia Nelms. She's got it on the right volleyball line. Bounce pass to Quinones. She gets into the lane, lets it go, but she was fouled. Off the side of the backboard, but Quinones was fouled, and 22 in blue will step to the line, the shortest on the team at 5'4". And this place is going to go crazy, I'm telling you, folks. This bench is so supportive of the girls that are on the bench, who are also supportive for the ones who start as well. And the gym goes silent. Quinones steps up for her first free throw attempt. It's up and off the front of the rim, no good. Would love to see her get on the board. And 10 Tigers have scored so far tonight. Quinones can make it 11. Tigers 69, Indians 23. The free throw can't get the roll. Off the back side of the rim, off the front side of the rim, and Shylin Evans comes up with the board, kicks it to Nelms off the right side. She's got it in the lane. Shot was blocked, goes flying out of bounds to Shylin Evans trying to save it, and they're going to say it stays on this end of the floor with the Tigers. Another chance for hopefully Olivia Quinones to get a bucket. She'll be the inbounder right side underneath. She'll find to Shylin Evans and back out to Anavia Nelms. That's a three in the corner. Oh, it's almost good from this angle. It looked like it was going down. Couldn't hit the rim. And it does stay on this end of the floor. Tigers with another chance with 2:05 counting down. Tigers on top of Lochipoca, 69-23 here inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. Quinones has it knocked away. She comes up with it on the right side and hands it off to her point guard, Anavia Nelms. She's got it at the point. Now inside the Auburn High A. Guarded a lot of pressure at the top by a couple of Indians. Allison Harris is the one putting the pressure on right now with 1:45 to play in the ballgame. Whipped it inside for Riley Finger and into the hands of Anisha Cobb. Lochipoca Indians ahead into the hands of 20 and White. Layup no good. Put back no good. Pulled down by Evans. Ahead now for Quiñones. She's got a runaway. If she hurries all the way with the right hand, no, but she was fouled again. And Olivia Quiñones has got a step to the line. She couldn't hit the first two. She's got a chance at two more with a clock counting down from 1:15. We need to put a stop on that clock. We don't need that thing running anymore. 69-23 is Auburn's lead over Lochapoca. And the clock does stop. Here comes 22 in blue. No. And off the left side of the rim. I'm telling you, everybody gets on their feet when Olivia steps up to the line. Here comes her second attempt to be the 11th Tiger to score tonight. And her first point in the ball game. It's a high arcing shot. Does not hit the rim. Bodies go flying. Riley Finger is the one who has to pick herself up off the floor. She gets up frustrated, and rightfully so. It is Lochapoca basketball. 1:08 to play. Clock is now counting in this fourth quarter. And Auburn High is going to walk out of here with another big-time win on their home floor over Lochapoca. As the Indians work it inside to the painted area. Turnaround jump shot is no good. Anavia Nelms fights for it. But Shylin Evans is the one that comes up with it. And the Tigers can bleed some clock here. Nelms off the right side. She'll hand off to Quiñones. Has it knocked away. And now into the hands of Simmons. Back to Quiñones. Shoots it left wing. Three. Too strong. Got a lot on that one. And went too far on the back side of the rim. Pulled down by Nelms. And a hip check call. They are going to get Allison Harris. As the clock continues to count down from 24. And a sub will come in for Lochapoca. Tigers are going to inbound just to the side of the opposite scorer's table on the right side. Quiñones one more time in the corner. No. Evans comes up with the board, and Evans lays it in. She's up to 2 points. Her first bucket on the evening. 11 Tigers have scored for this Auburn High team. And across the timeline with two. Lets it fly with one. Good if it goes. It does not. And Auburn wins 71-23. The Lady Tigers are victorious over Lochapoca. Auburn High gets another big win here on a Tuesday night on the Auburn High Sports Network. Stick around, a post-game show coming up. We'll get a Tiger to join us, plus tell you about the boys' game. All that here on 96.3 W. Lee.